Hello, folks. It's Ludi here with OM Ireland. Once again, it is sadly the final day of our St. Patrick's Day outreach, St. Patrick's Day Challenge 2013. We're on the big red bus in the afternoon here, the day after St. Patrick's Day. We're in the town of Athlone and hoping in these last few hours of outreach here to have a number of conversations. I'm joined now by Kay, who has been a team member with us here this week. And she's over from the UK. Kay, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've been living in the UK for about 9 years now, but originally I'm from South Africa. I was a school teacher in South Africa. I used to teach Zulu.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. That's incredible. We'll dive into that a little later, maybe. tell us, Kay, why did you decide to join this outreach this week in Ireland?
Because I've been to Ireland on many occasions, really, all things considered, and it just struck me how many people have a knowledge of religion without a knowledge of the living God, and I just wanted to be part of something that's trying to address that.
Right. And does any experience that you've had this week? We've been out on the bus at nights, we've been out on the bus in daytimes, we've been in a parade, we've been into a local school here in Athlone, all different ways that we've been trying to get this message about a living relationship with God out there. Has there been a particular highlight for you thus far?
Yes, I think the things that are highlights for me are times when people are willing to stop and open themselves up to a Holy Spirit encounter. By that I mean that they're willing to acknowledge that they have some need to connect with God.
Very good, very good. And how have you enjoyed? You were in a local Irish, I don't know if you've worshipped in an Irish church before, but what was that like for you based on your own church experience back in the UK?
Okay, I've never worshipped in an evangelical Irish church before, only in a Catholic church in Ireland before. And it was just great. It was so good to be in a community of believers who really love the Lord and know Him. And that is similar to my own experience in the UK, but I've never experienced that in Ireland, and it was really encouraging, and it was great.
Good. Well, we've certainly enjoyed having you a part of the team this week. You've been just really engaged in everything that's going on, and we appreciate that so much. Any final words you'd like to say? Maybe to somebody who's considering short-term missions, coming on a short-term mission trip, why should they consider Ireland?
Well, I suppose it would depend on who the person is. But for somebody who's coming on a short-term trip and who has some English, it would be maybe solve the problem of communication, which can be a problem in other fields where you can't speak the language. So language is a very important aspect of taking part in something. And if English is your language, then Ireland is a good place to come because the people here speak English. And the other thing is, I think that from a short-term mission, you can't expect to necessarily see great changes in the people that you meet, but you will see great changes in yourself because God shows you things that He's dealing with in you. And I'm 55 this year, and I've still learned things.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Kay, you've been a blessing to us this week, and we're so grateful that you chose to spend this time with us. And we praise God for you being here. And safe journey back home tomorrow.